What's up, guys? My name is Food God, and yes, I legally changed it. What's up?
Hi.
If you've seen me on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know I love getting the word out about the newest restaurants and the coolest foods.
This is amazing.
I have 11 million people that follow me every single day on where to go and what to eat.
Oh my
Thank
God.
You. I go all over the world, and I literally eat out 365 days a year.
He eats out 365 days a year, so he certainly knows what he's talking about. He knows where to find the best food in almost probably any town across the U.S. So let's bring him in. We've got Food God himself, host of the new show Food God on Discovery, and our food and celebrity reporter, Ali Canal, joining the conversation as well. Food God, it's good to see you. There's so much hype around your new show. I think your millions
Thanks.
And millions of followers on social media just can't wait to see what you are about to show us. But tell us what we could expect here in your coming episodes.
You know, it's all about experiences these days. So it's not just about the big food, which I used to do, but now it's about the actual experience and the real original creativity of chefs coming up with food. So it's a combination of both. And we went to four cities for this particular series, New York, LA, Vegas, and Miami. And we found really cool, really original places that people coming out of pandemic, people starting to travel, people coming from Europe are going to be like, oh, we got to go check this place out. And that's what I always have in mind. These kind of places and those kind of people that are ready to go eat and actually like to eat and show their food.
My mouth is watering as we're showing that B-roll. But in Food God, you have world famous momager Kris Jenner serving as executive producer. She knows what she's doing, right? Especially when it comes to television. So what kind of advice did she give you when you two were starting this series?
Just to be myself, because we really like on the Kardashians, we're really ourselves. But Instagram, I have to like rush. You know, I have 1 minute to do a video or something really fast. And I was able to breathe, and we've never done that with food before. And it's a whole new breed of reality and food, totally different from chefs or in the kitchen, really kind of like taking people to the places with different talent. You know, I had everybody from Chris Angel to Fat Joe, Taylor Dane, everybody on this show. So, and it's just, there's Morimoto on the screen. That was a really crazy cake that came on a, it's a whole thing. You guys got to see it. It's insane.
Okay, everybody's got their guilty pleasure food. And you part of one of the episodes is with Kim Kardashian. It's about cotton candy. But is that her guilty pleasure or is it something else?
Well, it's not really. I really wasn't even thinking about her. I was thinking about the kids at that point. Sometimes for her, it's more fun to do stuff for the kids. So that was really what I had in mind. And none of the kids were there. And she FaceTimed them and it turned into a whole disaster, which, you know, I'd like you guys to see on the show. But she didn't trust me on how crazy this was going to be. She just thought it was going to be a basic cotton candy machine, didn't have the kids there. And everybody was annoyed. Let's put it that way.
I love it. I'm excited for that one. And I know this is probably going to be the most impossible question to answer, but you've eaten at some incredible places all over the world. When you think back to all the food that you've enjoyed over the years, what's your favorite place, favorite area? Give us a scoop.
Well, you know what? For me, it's not always about the food. It's about the package. I think the coolest place that I've ever eaten is a place in Ibiza called Sublimotion. And it's actually 12 people go to dinner. And it's a whole virtual experience, meaning like everything is a video screen, the walls, the table, the ceiling. I don't know what goes on, but 1 minute you're like in Rome, the next minute you're on the Oriental Express, the next minute you're underwater with seashells and it smells like the sea in the place. It's like insane. And to me, that was really the coolest. Called Sublimotion in Ibiza, very expensive place. I think it was about $3,000 a person, but it was a most amazing experience that I've ever. I went three times because I couldn't believe what was going on. And every time it's different. So that's probably my most over-the-top experience.
That sounds like quite the experience. I'm trying to wrap my head around everything that you were saying, which they like try to, portray while you are eating there. But Food God, your success didn't happen overnight. It's something that you've been working on for years and years. What do you attribute that success too? And I guess if you were to give advice for some of your followers out there who want to follow in your footsteps, what would you say?
Basically, the success is sticking to the brand and sticking to Food God. Because when I started it, you know, people are like, what's food god? Am I calling you food god? Da-da-da-da. And I just like kept going with it and kept going with it. And, you know, it paid off. But if I started veering off and listening to other people that have no idea what they're talking about, I would have just been doing club appearances as I was, you know, before I started Food God. But now I have a whole brand, where, you know, we're starting to roll out products and, you know, the Food God truffle ketchup. And we're doing a whole line of things, you know, that I'm going to announce. But the biggest piece of advice is don't listen to anybody and kind of stick with it. And that's what I've done. You know, I've wanted to stray, do like more fashion stuff and this. And, but I'm like, no, I'm sticking with this. And to me, that's the biggest piece of advice. Like, don't listen to anybody.
The full season is dropping Sunday, November 14th. Got to ask you this, though. I think a lot of people watching who love food and love to eat and know that you love to eat want to know, how do you stay thin? You're thin. You're in shape.
I am in shape. I always say it's kind of like the guy that could twist his head around in the circus. Somehow they do it. A contortionist. This is just my talent. I've always been thin. And every 5 years, people are like, well, when you get to this age, you're going to start gaining. When you get to this age, and it actually, thank God, hasn't happened. And I've gotten to a good age. So I think that's just my kind of like, you know, I saw a guy twist his head in a circus. And I'm like, how does he do that? And this is like the same thing. This is just my thing. This is my talent, I guess. I eat all day. My whole day revolves around food. But my biggest gratification is having people go to these places and order the food that I put. I did this ubi cake from Lady M the other day, and they told me like so many people ordered them that it's so exciting because that it was like a secret item on the menu. I saw one little ad for it. I posted, I think it's up to 550,000 views on my Instagram. And now they're getting so many orders for it. And people are like, I just ordered two. I just ordered that. I love that. That's like my high. There it is.
Yeah, we're showing that right now. That cake looked absolutely insane. But last question for me, you know, Staten Island, it's been in the news a lot lately. In this series, you visit New York. Have you eaten in Staten Island? Best spots to hit up there?
So I've eaten in Staten Island twice, once with Renee from Mob Wives and once with Big Ange. And I can't remember either of the places because I was so excited to eat with them there. And they brought me to a place where they told me, don't sit back to the door. I had rules. I don't know, some kind of mob rules. Don't sit here. Don't sit there. So I ended up sitting on Big Ange's lap. So rest
That's
in peace,
amazing
Big Ange.
Story. I love
So, but I know Staten Island has amazing Italian, and I have to start going back. You know, I've been living in Florida for 3 years, so I have to start getting back to my New York vibe now that everything's coming
Florida,
back and New York is
right.
feeling
Florida.
Good.
Yep, Fuga. Well, good. Just gave us another excuse. You got to come back and visit New York and give us a heads up. We'll hopefully have you in studio. Food God, thanks so much for joining us. Great to see you. We're excited about the new series that's airing this weekend. And of course, our thanks to Allie Canal as well.